Let's Talk Ministry. As we are thinking of Mother's Day coming this Sunday, it makes me think of the responsibilities a mother has as she loves, nurtures, teaches, corrects, and lives life in front of her children. What an incredible task the Lord has blessed her with. Since my children and grandchildren are mostly adults now, I don't really feel that load of parental responsibility anymore, but I do think that I still have the responsibility to love, nurture, teach, and correct, and be open to correction by living life alongside other Jesus followers. It's a great privilege to help others as they experience God's fullness. This encouragement of others to be spiritually transformed is a responsibility of all followers of Jesus. We may label it mentoring, discipleship, doing life with others, or whatever term we choose to simply choose. It just really means that we are partnering with God and others to help another become spiritually mature. Do we have one-on-one transformational relationships? Do we seek God's will for these relationships? You know, there's always someone out there that needs your help. Let's read Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. It says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." This beautiful prayer that Paul is praying on behalf of the Gentiles should be the prayer that we pray for our fellow believers, that they will be strengthened with power through His Spirit in their inner being, in their hearts, so that they know without a doubt that Jesus lives in their hearts, and that we, all who trust in Jesus, will have a greater understanding of His work in and through us, that we are filled with the fullness of God. I truly believe that this is the responsibility of every believer. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 2, 7 through 12, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory." Paul and his fellow missionaries here were loving and selfless in their devotion to those who had accepted Jesus as their Savior. We should learn from Paul's example here. Our work for God should not be a burden on us or the ones we serve. Our work to help others grow in their spiritual walk should come from a deep love of God and our fellow believers. Let's be reminded that bringing or inviting someone to church is great. Witnessing someone accept Jesus as their Savior is even greater, but that's not the end of our journey with our new believers. It's only the beginning. Our next step, through the power of the Holy Spirit and like a father or mother, is to exhort, encourage, and challenge new believers to walk in a manner worthy of God. The same gifts that God gives us to be godly parents are the same gifts He gives us for encouraging, exhorting, and teaching as we come alongside new believers or brothers and sisters who may have not yet grown in their spiritual relationship with Jesus. I pray that as you are listening today, that someone's face or name popped in your mind, someone that might need your love and encouragement. I also pray that you would reach out to that person, that you would be an encouragement to them, and that your relationship with them would grow as you help them develop a deeper relationship with Jesus. I hope you have a great week and a very happy Mother's Day.